You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In for Newell Norman. And as you know, at this time, on this day, when we do our GNO Inc. Hour, DJ El Camino takes over and picks the opening song. Michael Hecht? I can guess, but I'll just let you tell us why Eye of the Tiger today.
Well, it's going to be hard to guess, but the truth is, and I'm not going to say it on air to protect the guilty, but you have a secret fan out there, and then when he heard that you were going to be subbing because Newell's out there traipsing the world again today, he said, "Oh man, you know, tell Dave I say hi. I love that guy. And can you start play Eye of the Tiger?" And so I'll tell you during the commercial break, but you got a fan out there, and somehow you give off Eye of the Tiger vibes to him.
Okay, so now we take requests. You're on WWL. That's fine
but
with me.
You know what else?
I thought maybe it was for the LSU baseball team. I thought I had other ideas, but...
It can always, I mean, look, that's the thing about music. It's kind of like an oral, like Rorschach test. It can be whatever, you know, it means to you. That's the power of music. Now, one thing I did notice, and tell me, and I think that you're of the right age for this too, Dave, is I was looking at the number as I was dialing it, and I was like, 867. And then it hit me why I can always remember the number for WWL, because it's the same as Tommy Two Tone's Jenny, 867-5309.
Okay, well, actually, we don't give that number out on the air.
Oh, okay. Don't give that number. Okay, let's get that number.
We have a special number just for our guests to call in so they don't have to fight with all of the other guests, with all the people calling in.
867-5309.
Yeah, call that number. Call Jenny for a good time. man, we're off in the weeds. This is the GNO Inc. Hour here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. And hey, I got no problem with Eye of the Tiger. Whoever that individual is out there, I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm glad you enjoyed listening to us. And I enjoy talking with DJ El Camino, a.k.a. Michael Hecht, about what's going on and the good news coming out of economic development here in Southeast Louisiana. And today, just like every other time you've joined us, there's no shortage of it, right?
No, we've actually had a remarkably good legislative session. There's been some stuff that passed over the past week that we're very excited about, really significant. The first one I would have to talk about is HB 687 by Representative Wright. This passed out of Senate Transportation unanimously. Then it passed off of the Senate floor unanimously. This is a bill that basically will allow the Port of New Orleans to begin the process of constructing the truck road for the new terminal. It's a real turnaround. This bill originally failed in the House. It got slammed like 3-12. And then, frankly, we all, I guess to use a truck metaphor, downshifted. The governor appointed GNO Inc. and me to help get this critical project through. and the momentum has really shifted. So we now have unanimous support, and it's incredibly important because the road, in my mind, and I've said this publicly from the beginning, is the linchpin of the project, both logistically, because you have to give the trucks free passage, but also politically, because the people of St. Bernard are rightfully very concerned about keeping this truck traffic off of their only two main east-west arteries, which are St. Bernard Highway and Judge Perez. So we're thrilled that it's going forward. And the bonus of this road, Dave, is that it's going to give the people of St. Bernard, at a minimum, a third emergency route out of the parish onto Parish Road 510 when they need it. And depending on how negotiations work, residents might have free access at other times as well. So I think it's a real boon to the project and a real boon to the parish.
Well, I will say thank you, because we all know how frustrating it is, and we've seen it firsthand, whether we're talking about the Plaquemines Parish LNG terminal or we're talking about the new airport terminal. When the road comes after the project, and in some cases, like
Dave?
With the... Yes?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I kind of lost you for a second. You're going in and out.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you can hear us now. I was saying how refreshing it is to see a road project coinciding with plans for a new economic development project, unlike what we saw in Plaquemines Parish with the LNG terminal, unlike what we saw for years after the new airport terminal was built with the new exit ramp from the interstate and entrance to the interstate not coming for years afterwards. So this is refreshing, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. And to be fair, in testimony and in discussions, the counterexamples of the airport and the Plaquemines experience have been used to say, this is why we have to do it now. This is why these projects have to go concurrently. They can't go in serial because, then we're going to cause inconvenience to both the project and the residents. And that would be an own goal. We can't score it.
So is this the last hurdle, you think, to really make sure that this project moves forward and does make the significant difference we've been talking about for a long time now, not just for St. Bernard Parish, but also for the entire region, and increasing the amount of container cargo that we can import and export, and increasing the ability to have these residual businesses that are opening on the North Shore, for example, and elsewhere?
Wow, that was a great description of the project, so thank you. No, this is another step. There are many more steps that we have to go through. We're awaiting a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. There are still issues about building a new school for that's near the property that we want to do. There are going to be other issues in terms of how the actual structure of the deal gets done. So I know it would be disingenuous to say this is the final hurdle. This was just a critical one. And when you have a project of this magnitude, every critical path step that you pass builds momentum. But no, we still have a long way to go, although I am optimistic.
Insurance has been a major issue, of course, at the legislature. We knew the governor had the big signing ceremony a few days ago and expressed a lot of optimism that insurance rates can come down as much as 10% for auto policies. You are seeing progress in that area as well?
I'm thrilled about this. The challenges that we have with auto insurance are both challenges that hurt our residents and everybody who has auto insurance, and particularly who has lovely young children or teenagers who have auto insurance, knows how bad it is. And if you've lived in another state or talked to friends, you know that it is unusual here in Louisiana. It also terribly hurts our commercial businesses, our truckers, who find it unaffordable to insure their trucks in Louisiana. So it's a critical issue. And again, for people who say that this is something that we're just that's not true, or that it's just a story, or it's against personal injury attorneys, the numbers tell a different story, Dave. In terms of number of accidents per capita, we're just about the same as the rest of the country. We're right on par. But in terms of number of personal injury claims per capita, we're 200% above the national average. So there are only two explanations for that. One is that we're 200% more frail than the rest of the country, and our success in football seems to kind of belie that. The other is that we're just 200% more litigious. And so we're not trying to harm, or we're not trying to constrain people's ability to be compensated fairly. We're not trying to hurt the consumer at all. We're just trying to regress to the mean of the rest of the country. So I'll give you an example. One of the bills that was passed is the term is called modified comparative fault. And what it says now then that if you are majority at fault in an accident, that you're not allowed to collect money for that accident. This is something that 34 plus other states in the country, so two-thirds plus of the country, have this law that we're passing. So we're just becoming more normal in terms of our law there. A couple of the other bills, there's one, HB 450, which overrules the Housley presumption. The Housley presumption, which sounds like a term from an Agatha Christie novel, it used to be, until this bill was signed, that if I was fine before an accident and then I was not fine after the accident, I could sue even if I couldn't, and I didn't need to prove a direct connection to the accident itself. So it was just presumed that the accident caused it. It's now tightened, and this might seem like common sense, that if you have to explain to the jury the direct way the accident caused something, a soft tissue issue, injury, for example. And the last one is called No Pay, No Play. This is trying to address the issue of so many drivers in Louisiana not having insurance. It used to be that if you didn't have insurance, you couldn't collect on the first $15,000 of damages, but you could collect above that. That threshold, kind of the deductible or the penalty for driving without insurance, has now been raised to $100,000. So the idea is that that will be an incentive for individuals to get insurance. And so none of these singularly are going to, you know, be the total change, but collectively they should begin to create an environment that simply makes Louisiana more like other states. And I always say that in terms of food culture, and music, we're exceptional. In everything else, we should probably try to be just a little bit more normal.
Well, I love your enthusiasm, and your logic is sound, and it makes sense, and all of these bills seem to be moving us in the right direction. 29 years of watching and listening and hearing efforts to lower our insurance rates tell me that I better wait and see, but I'm looking forward to seeing this time. Because I've never seen the rates come down before, but I'm hoping they actually will this time because the logic is solid.
Leah, let's call this distrust and verify.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the verification. What else are you looking at in the legislature as there's only, what, 8 days left before they go sine-die, as they like to say in Baton Rouge, and head on home?
They do love saying sine-die. So for anybody who's ever watched a legislature, it's kind of like an indoor bike race. That's the analogy I would use. In an indoor bike race, you know, everybody goes very, very slowly around the velodrome, and then the bell rings, and there's a sprint. And that's very much what the legislative session is like. Things can go slowly, be behind the scenes. And then it's just these last few days where everything becomes totally frantic. And frankly, this is when you really have to watch, because it's when the real mischief can happen. Somebody can slip into a bill the word may instead of shall, for example, and it will utterly change the impact of a bill. So it's very important that we're all up there and watching in these last few days.
Yeah, especially those conference committees,
things happen, and you know the sausage that you thought you were ordering is not what comes out. I'll mention one last bill that I think is interesting. It's SB 232. This is a bill that expands tax credits for TV and movie projects. It's going to pass. It's got the support of the legislature and the support of the governor. And what I think is interesting about this one is that this is actually, I think, in many ways directly tied to one of my favorite rappers from back when I lived in New York, 50 Cent. He is building one of the largest movie studio campuses up in Shreveport, and SB 232 is going to help that that get off the ground.
So 50 Cent may be the catalyst for finally giving some more incentives to Hollywood South to have a regeneration after the pandemic.
Yes, that's true. And if that was on your bingo card for 2025, the 50 Cent effect, then then you need to be out there playing the markets because yeah, you're smarter than all of us.
Well, no, we just need to be into club, obviously. We're talking with Michael Hecht.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah. It's your birthday. Michael Hecht here on WWL from GNO Inc., sharing some good news with us on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell. When we come back, I want to talk to Michael about this big announcement yesterday that the Super Bowl here, which he played an integral role in trying to make sure was successful and profitable for all, turned out to be the second highest economic impact of any Super Bowl ever. We'll talk to Michael Hecht about that coming up next and find out who his surprise guest for today is after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Go Shorty. Curtis James Jackson III. Michael, we had to do that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. wow. That report yesterday on just how valuable the Super Bowl was here in New Orleans just a few short months ago, I think raised a lot of eyebrows. Tell us about this report. Where it came from and what it said.
So this was a report done by LSU researchers looking at the financial impact of the Super Bowl. And we knew that it was going to be big. We didn't actually realize how big the impact would be. It came out about double the impact of 2013. That's in nominal dollars, but still, it's a big increase. And one of the biggest Super Bowls ever. More than 100,000 out-of-state visitors traveled to Louisiana for the game. About three-quarters of them stayed more than three nights, according to data from the host committee and the NFL. So it was really significant. The numbers that I think jump out at me is $1.25 billion of total statewide economic impact. That's really a measure of total spend. When a dollar is spent, it's considered economic impact. The number that I think is probably most bottom line relevant is $83 million in new state and local tax revenue. Because when you think about the R on the ROI of an event, that tax revenue that comes back is the most immediate return to the local coffers and the state coffers. What I don't like about this study, and this is not a criticism as much as just a caveat of it, is it's just really measuring the direct dollars that are coming in. There are other benefits that aren't captured, which I think are much more valuable. The infrastructure work that we were able to get done, the hundreds of blocks of streets, the hundreds of lights, the over 20 new art installations that we're going to benefit from for a decade or more to come. The fact that we used the game as really an audition for the next Super Bowl, for the next convention, frankly, for the next visitor. It's hard to capture how many businesses, conventions, and companies will come to Louisiana and New Orleans because of what they saw either in person or as one of the 140 million worldwide for the game. But there's no doubt that there is an incredibly valuable brand benefit. And then to me, the kind of way you tie a bow on this, Dave, is the governor and economic development secretary, Susan Bourgeois, talk a lot about changing the narrative of Louisiana. And part of it, the narrative we want to keep, we want to be the most culturally interesting, the most authentic, the most human city in America. But we also want to demonstrate how competent we are, how we can pull off events with aplomb, how we are also clean and safe as well as fun. And I think those messages came through very clearly. And so in that way, I think we also helped change the overall narrative about Louisiana and New Orleans. So I give a ton of credit to everybody who was part of this, the city, the state, the Saints, Entergy, the host committee, the governor, all of the other organizations, dozens and dozens that worked with us, Sewer and Water Board, Arts Council, so many others. But the fact is, it's kind of like my grandmother always said, I'd rather be lucky than smart and smart enough to know I'm lucky. We did a great job preparing. And then a lot of things tilted in our favor. You know, the weather was great. Everything just kind of happened
right after
as we wanted
it to. Yes.
Exactly. So, you know, Dave, we should just take the W and start looking towards the next game, which might be here sooner rather than later.
And we hope that message resonates not only with site selectors who are talking about Super Bowls and other major sporting events and other conventions and everything else, but with everyone around the world who saw New Orleans either in that broadcast or came here. And you cannot discount how amazing it was to see so many major and not so major corporations, businesses, government entities and others hosting massive events here the whole week leading up to Super Bowl and wining and dining so many influential individuals that you just got to imagine that that return on investment, which was not measured here going forward, is going to be enormous and demonstrates that we can pull off just about anything.
Oh, no, there's no question. You know, I think it was Jeff Duncan who had the great line about how the city shone, it blazed, downtown blazed like a Pixar movie come to life. And I think that really, really captured it. And so, yes, this study is important to give us an empirical baseline, but I think folks have to realize that the return is so much bigger and broader than that.
Talking with Michael Hack during the GNO Inc. Hour here on WWL. We'll get back to some of the good news headlines about economic development in Southeast Louisiana. But now it's time for Michael's special guest.
Thank you. So our guest today is Kyle Monty, and he is the founder and CEO of Haptech. Haptech is an advanced technology company that works with, he'll explain it, but they do stuff in defense and gaming. They just won the Louisiana Innovative Company of the Year Award. And it's been exciting to watch this company grow from a small idea to one that not only continues to grow because of its own capacity and innovation, but as a country and a world, we begin to look at innovative new ways to keep ourselves safe, there's a chance that Haptech is going to play a major role in that.
Kyle, it's kind of neat to talk to you again because this is a full circle moment for me. When you were first coming here, I was also filling in for Newell Norman, got to interview you, I believe it was last year, as you were bringing your company here and explaining to us how you were going to use this video game type technology to train our military, our police, and others right here in Southeast Louisiana as your base of operations. And now that you've received this designation, this recognition, and this award, it's pretty cool to have you back on. What does this award mean for you?
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Michael. I was born and raised in Louisiana. I grew up in St. Charles Parish, went to Hahnville High School, and then got my physics degree at UNO. I watched my dad's business, embrace technology through the years and my brother get involved. So, I've always been a technologist and, an advocate for, being smart with technology and, advancing things with it. So, it hasn't been easy, developing the business here, but, I'm so proud to, have been able to scale the business, here in Louisiana. I've had tremendous support from my family, from mentors and, just from, GNO Inc. and LED. So I think it's important to, raise the Louisiana, innovation profile or its tech profile nationally, which I know that LED is doing successfully. And it was, that was kind of evident, at the award ceremony with so many, great tech companies, being honored and awarded for, their hard work trying to bring, tech into Louisiana. We additionally worked with the Satellite Center, in St. Charles Parish and, have started bringing in several interns and have had some success with some interns before they go on to college on the Striker VR side. So, we're just happy to be a part of it. And, I know that everyone at Haptech is thrilled to have received the award. And, we couldn't have done it without working together. So thank you.
Well, and we know it's not easy to compete in today's high-tech landscape, that there are a lot of companies that are startups, a lot of companies that are well-established, and a lot of competition out there. And the fact that you had this idea, you envisioned it, you got the funding for it, you found your foothold, and now you are showing that this is real and beneficial and profitable. Congratulations and well-deserving on the reward. Tell us about what you're doing right now for the U.S. military.
So really the technology we're using linear motors, so they're kind of unfurled servo motors, and we use them to create haptic effects. So, if you've ever used your cell phone and it doesn't actually have a real keyboard on it, it's just a visual of a keyboard. You press the button and there's a little vibration from the motor. That is a haptic effect. We're dealing with much larger haptic effects because we're reproducing recoil and weaponry on the haptic defense side. And in the Striker VR side, it's for entertainment purposes. So it's, making, laser blasters in VR feel real, right? On that side, it's a bit more creative because what does a laser blaster feel like, right? So that's kind of the basis of the technology, right? And then in military, it's got some concrete applications because you're emulating real devices. So, we're trying to, get rid of pneumatic systems who, basically those systems, from the early 80s, late 70s, and they've you basically use compressed gas to create these feelings of touch, this recoil feeling. And there's a lot of logistics problems. You need two-stage compressors. your hoses going all over the place, and there's safety issues because you have to have such high pressures. And this takes that same idea and it makes it a lot more point of need based. It's all electronic with these linear motors, and so it's much more akin to, you know, your cell phone, like a consumer based like electronic device. Which is great. You know, all of the batteries for the SVT contract, they can be charged with USB-C, which is a mandate that Europe helped to start, right? So now all the iPhones have USB-C ports. So it's basically taking this concept of, you know, this pneumatic training on these weapons and putting it in a more modernized form factor that's scalable and you know, more cost effective for the DoD, the military to operate.
And bottom line, we end up with soldiers who are more prepared to go into battle, because it's one thing, and anyone who's ever played a video game where they fire a high-powered weapon in a simulation or a video game, it's one thing to pull the trigger or push the button and you fire the weapon. It's a whole nother thing if you've ever fired a real high-powered weapon and that thing has a hell of a kick. Knowing what that's going to feel like and being able to really anticipate that has to be just very valuable to our armed forces.
Yeah, and I mean, because, you know, even, you know, the soldiers operate on sound, right? You know, so how does the cyclic rate, like how fast the weapon fires, right? You can, you know, pinpoint people in the distance, you know, based on, you know, what weaponry they have, just based on that cyclic rate, because, you know, you've trained on those weapons. So there's a lot of, you know, ancillary information that the soldiers pick up on, you know, as they're training. And one of the things, so this SVT contract that we just wrapped up, it actually wrapped up this past Saturday, the period of performance officially ended. It's designed to upgrade their indoor marksmanship trainer. And that's basically, you know, you're shooting at, there's projectors, you know, pointed at projection screens. And, you know, for simplicity's sake, you know, the weapons that you're training on, you know, have lasers, and they basically highlight, did you hit a target or not? And then, you know, every time you fire, those lasers are pulsing at the screens and, you know, either highlighting a target or not highlighting a target. And they've really, really wanted to capture this data, and they've done it to some extent. But our technology also has this data capture piece that enables them to not only have the soldier from when they first start, you know, basic training, and they're going through learning how to use all these weapons, capturing that data, but as they're progressing, you know, through their career and seeing how their reaction times and, you know, even how they're handling the weapon in real time changes over the course of their career. So it's very valuable information. And it has implications in, you know, healthcare and, you know, other areas that you wouldn't necessarily expect because of, you know, essentially big data.
You talked a little bit before about how your Striker VR is also working with gaming to make that, on the gaming side of things, a better experience for people who enjoy gaming. You talked about how you're helping make the best defense force in the world even better. What's next for Haptech?
So, you know, Haptech has, you know, just launched, you know, we've kind of rebranded a little bit, but it's the Aeris line. So it's our electromagnetic recoil and instrumentation system. So that kind of couches the whole technology, because we, you know, we were always about haptics and being, you know, purveyors of, conveyors of the feeling and emulating like these real devices with those effects that we can make. But we also had this data piece that wasn't, you know, fully captured by some of our old branding. And we wanted to have that instrumentation piece because it's such an important part of training and, you know, moving forward in these contracts, really giving these programs what they need to succeed. So we have just finalized some of our goals for our flagship M4 surrogate, which we will be releasing later this year as part of that Aeris line, which will be deployed commercially. And there's many, you know, allied nations around the world that are interested. We're looking to further move down into to law enforcement and then other branches of military. We have some smaller contracts, again, with the U.S. Army, like SVT, but with Marine Corps as well. And you know, like I was saying, there's other aspects of the technology long term, like, you know, healthcare and even industrial training. So we're very excited about the future, and we're excited with, you know, working with LED Fast Start. We signed an LOI with them recently, and they're going to help us begin recruiting for our workforce for HapTech, which has actually been one of the bigger challenges as we've continued to scale the company.
Well, Kyle, congratulations and thank you for doing all this right here in Louisiana, for bringing it on home and making Louisiana a place where high-tech companies can exist, can thrive, and can make a whole lot of money and contribute to our economy. Appreciate you joining us here on WWL.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Cohen. Coming back, Michael Hecht has more headlines for us about some great economic news here in Greater New York.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's a GNO Inc. Hour. Michael Hecht is with us here on WWL. Michael, we have time for a few more good news headlines. A lot talk lately about 20 years after Katrina, and obviously the 20th anniversary coming up, and it gives us an opportunity to assess some of the major changes that were made here in Southeast Louisiana after the storm. One of them was definitely in education in the city. What do you know about 20 years later after we moved to all charter schools in New Orleans, or almost all charter schools?
When you think about the stories of the big changes that happened after Katrina, you know, number one is probably the revamping of the flood protection system and the $15 billion Great Wall of South Louisiana. But the other one that comes in a close second is the reform of the education system. You know, this was spurred by a story that now almost seems apocryphal, but it's true. There was a 2003 graduate of a New Orleans public school who was the valedictorian, but she was unable to pass the state's basic skills test. And that kind of showed how far the schools had fallen in terms of preparing our children for the future. So the charter school revolution that happened after Katrina was absolutely needed, but there has very much been debate. There's been some pushback. There have been some unintended consequences. And so I think the question has remained to some degree not definitively answered about whether it worked. There's a new study that just came out from Tulane University, the Education Research Alliance, and the quote from one of the leaders of the study is that definitively it has worked. He calls it the largest, broadest, most sustained academic improvements that I've ever seen in any school district by any means. There are a number of numbers in that, but the one that really I think stands out is the graduation rate. It climbed 20 percentage points to about 75%. It's inched up now to about 78%, so still not where it needs to be.
But a whole lot better than where it was.
A whole lot better. And what you see now is that the schools have gone from being some of the worst in the nation, tragically, to being middle of the pack overall for Louisiana. So there's absolutely still room to go, but it shows that there has been improvement. And when I think about what's caused it, to me, the thing that's most significant is that the charter school process introduces competition, and the schools that are not delivering their product, which is an education for the kids, get closed. And so you bring in a bit of a market mechanism, and so you no longer subsidize continuing poor performance and poor education. I want to be very clear. This doesn't mean that that the charter schools have been an unqualified success, not only because there's still room to go, but there are also some things that have been, I guess, unintended or unforeseen consequences. The study found that the distance that children have to travel between their home and the school increased by 2 miles because now what's happening is that kids are choosing their school. They're not necessarily going to the neighborhood school. And so that both has increased commute times and also has disrupted the importance of the school as a neighborhood center, which is a very important role of schools traditionally. Another part of this that I talk about is that there was a mass firing of teachers after Katrina, and this led to a big decline in the number of African-American teachers and hit the black middle class. So not unqualified success, but overall massively better than before, and I'm glad we now have research that backs that up.
Michael Hecht, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We always enjoy having you on for the GNO Inc. Hour and for your playing your role of DJ El Camino as well. Got a couple of songs in today, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Dave, and I hope we can continue this little this relationship while Newell is doing whatever he's doing blissfully unaware.
Yes. Well, we'll find out more when he comes back. I think he'll be here for the next GNO Inc. Hour, so there is that. Maybe I've got one more in me. We'll see. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.
As well, Dave. Appreciate you. Have a great week.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to open things up for the lunchtime buffet. It's potluck. You can bring whatever you want to the table. Talk about whatever is stuck in your craw, whatever is pissing you off, whatever is making you happy, whatever you want to get out. On the radio, you can call us and text us at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll also get an update with barely a week left to go in the legislative session. What's passed and what hasn't, and what is happening to the governor's agenda? It looks like the Senate's somewhat tearing it apart here in the final days of this legislative session. We'll find out more about that after this on WWL. All right, earlier in the legislative session, when I was filling in for Newell, I had Melinda DeLotta on from Baton Rouge at the Public Affairs Research Council to let us know what was coming up. Well, now that we're winding the session down, we're going to check back in with her next hour to see what's passed, what hasn't, and where the fights are in the final few days of this legislative session. And we're also opening up the lunchtime buffet potluck style to you to bring anything you want to the table for us to chew on. So grab a line now, 504-260-1870, or text us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line and let us know what you think we should be discussing next hour here on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.